Belinda and Little Tiger Group present this unabridged recording of the Story Shop Stories, Volume 2, written by Tracy Corduroy and read by Meg Dunn. It had been a busy morning in the Story Shop, just how Wilbur and Fred liked it. As they tidied the shoe rack, the bell above the door gave another soft ding ding. "Another customer!" cheered Fred as a big brown bear edged inside. He glanced at the bell, his eyes wide. "Everything all right?" called Wilbur.
It's just sudden noises scare me," said the bear. "And stickers. Oh, and making choices."
Wilbur whisked a sheet of stickers under the counter.
"But you chose to come here," said Fred kindly.
"Well, sort of,
Bear replied. He held out a voucher in a trembly paw.
"My friend Ted got me this from your shop. One story adventure of your dreams."
Bear eyed a basket of false beards on the counter as if they might bite him on the nose.
"I'm just not sure I'm brave enough," he sighed.
"Nonsense," smiles Wilbur, taking the voucher. "You just need the right adventure."
He jotted down a few notes, then set off around the shop gathering things Bear could try for size.
"Too noisy. Oh, too dark. Too... what's that?"
Two little ghosts had just wafted through the front of the spook straw. Bear leaped into Wilbur's arms.
"Too scary."
"Don't mind them, they're super friendly," said Fred, fanning them away with a toy shield.
"They certainly are," Wilbur chuckled. "But while a spooky adventure isn't quite right for you, Bear, I think I have just the thing."
Wilbur popped him back down and straightened his hat. Then he whisked two more costumes off a rail. They looked like onesies, but each had a spiky tail.
Two?
Asked Bear.
"I'm coming with you," Fred beamed.
"Oh."
Bear's face brightened.
"Phew."
As Fred dashed off to get changed behind the counter, Wilbur showed Bear into the changing room. When he came back out,
"I'm a dinosaur,"
he spluttered as Dino Fred stomped over to join him.
"Hey, our costumes are camouflaged," said Fred. "All the better from hiding from, things."
"From other dinosaurs, you mean?"
gulped Bear.
"No, sorry, I can't."
"Trust me," said Wilbur.
"I bet you're braver than you think."
"I doubt it."
Wilbur plucked the feather off his hat and waved it over a patch of bare floorboards. They parted, swish, and up rose a big black pot. Hooked over the rim was a shiny silver spoon.